Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Venture Grower Podcast. This is episode 133 and it's titled Green Manures. Today's date is the 11th of September 2017 and coming up today I have the usual diary section where I shall be talking about what's been happening on the last week on my plots, which includes how I've been preparing the plots, a few harvests, that sort of thing. I then will talk a little on green manures and why I've decided to use some this year. Not what I normally do in the way I'm doing it this year, but I'm intrigued with how this is going to work out, so I thought I'll share it with you. But before that, let's chat on what's happened this last year. Well, it's been back to work after 2 weeks off, and it's surprising how early it's getting dark in the evenings already. When I was off work for those 2 weeks, it just felt normal. Now I've gone back to work, it's like I'm coming home and it's dark. It's meant popping down the allotment in the evenings, I haven't been able to do. But at home, I've been lucky to find a bit of time each day to do a few bits. What I've been doing, basically on a veg patch, I've been hoeing whenever I've got empty beds and raking to get a fine tilth in the soil. I've also removed all the old pots that had nothing growing in them. And, of course, I've been helped by the Bear and Grills, my lovely chickens. They've been digging over the soil and doing exactly what I want them to do. In the greenhouse, I've managed to keep harvesting more tomatoes, getting quite a few out of there. Some red, some of the yellow idlies, and they're all really, really delicious and tasty and really beefing up our supplies. Fridge is quite full at the moment, I have to admit. But I have noticed some sort of fungal disease in there, in the greenhouse. It could possibly be blight, but I'm going to monitor it. It's not a bad infection at the moment, and I've removed what I have seen, and we'll just keep monitoring it. Now, just in front of the veg patch, I've spoken that I've built in a meadow for the wife. Well, I've dug over half of this area, and again, I've been hoeing and raking it down to a fine tilth, and hopefully the other half will be done this week. Which will mean we're ready for sowing when I want to sow them on around the end of September. My various pot plants I have around the garden, I've been giving them a bit of a weeding. But now I've got less going on in the veg patch, I'm going to be turning my attention to these a bit more. So I'll be weeding, I want to give them a bit of a feed and a bit of compost and try and just get them better prepared for next year. I am finding having plants in pots is a lot harder work than having them in the soil, which is goes without saying, I guess. But I think it's worth just mentioning it every now and then. The hydroponic lettuces are doing really, really well. I was looking at them the other day in the little potting shed. I'm going to be moving these into the kitchen soon. I think these, when I fed these with the feed that IKEA sell, it seemed to really boost them up. So that's been a pretty good lesson to learn. And I'll be setting up more of these. I'm quite impressed with these, if I'm honest. I've also been treating more wood to make more beds on the allotment. So we're getting there, getting it all done. And I'm hoping that we'll get that bed or the allotment built over the winter. I was on call at the weekend, however Saturday, while I was out and about doing work, I did happen to stop off at a garden centre and I found some blight-resistant onion sets. Now I'm going to be trialling these alongside the Wilkinson's ones. But I did look online for some. And the actual sets, they were like $3.99 for a bag of sets. And then the postage and packaging was $4.99. So I wasn't prepared to pay that much in postage and packaging. So I found some in the garden centre and I've been using those. I've actually been looking in quite a few garden centres for bolt resistant onion sets. It's interesting. There's not many young garden centres actually selling onion sets for some reason, yet the likes of Wilkinson's are selling them. I can't explain why at the moment. It may be they're holding off. Same with garlic as well, for that matter. I digress. Sunday I went down the allotment and I completed covering what will be the garlic bed with manure. And this is now ready to plant in a couple of weeks again. Basically, I've just filled that up to the top with manure, raked it flat and tamped it down with a rake to make it firm, not compacted, firm. There's a difference. I'm a big fan of no-dig gardening, as I've mentioned before. And what I've learned in the past, I've just poured it on and not really tamped it down. I've found that their plants actually deal better with a firmer soil than, a loose one. I've also started on the winter onion bed, which is next to these garlics. Covering that in manure. Take a few more barrels to go, but we'll get there. I've removed a lot of the canes and the pea netting from where I had the boar beans and peas growing, and this will be the shallot bed. Towards the front of this bed, I've still got a courgette and chilli plant growing, so I'm going to leave those in there. It may be getting a little bit too late for them, but generally find I'm good up until about November here, so we'll leave those in there until then. Turn my attention to the two brassica beds, and basically I've just hoed and tried clearing a lot of the weeds. At the moment there's two brassica beds, but next year there will be one. It's just I'm using the second one that had brassicas growing this year in. I'm using those up, and once it's empty in sort of springtime, it will be the Three Sisters bed. And that's my basic system I use of one bed becomes something and then it moves on to something else. Now I then went around and removed a lot of the weeds from the base of the trees, gave them a good hoeing, base of the fruit bushes and various other places. Just tidying it up a lot better. I also weeded the asparagus bed, which was in dire need, and that's looking a lot better. Now, so far, I've spent all this time on the older half of the allotment. So, with all that done and it looking better, it's at the point now I can just pop down there and hoe and just give it a little tidy up. Nothing too much. I turn my attention now to the newer half of the allotment. And I basically just hoed it where I had empty parts. It's still quite weedy and it's actually still quite a bit growing there. But as I'm emptying bits out, I'm kind of digging it over and removing any weeds and getting the allotment beds built. And basically over the winter, this is going to have a lot of infrastructure work go on. So once it's empty, it'll be remaining empty till about spring, I'd imagine. And this is purely just for me to get infrastructure in. So it'd be the bed edging, the deep mulch of manures, various things like that. And try and just keep it a lot tidier. Harvested a few tomatoes from my Crimson Crush, which were nice large tomatoes. And from my Melting Magic, which were a decent size. Now, both these, I haven't looked after the tomato plants as well as I could, if I'm honest. The winds, we've had some strong winds recently, and they've kind of blown them over a bit as well. So next year, I'll be growing both of these again, and I want to be a lot more keeping on top of them, shall we say. Tying them in more often, removing leaves more often, that sort of thing. It's all things that I've learned this year, and a lot of it is down to the fact that I try and squeeze stuff in as much as possible. And if I had a bit more space and fit it down there, I'd probably look after them a bit more. Also harvested some more runner beans, as well as more French beans, a few Brussels sprouts, and quite a few raspberries. Have to admit, the French beans I'm getting really fed up of. I've got so many everywhere. So, it's a little bit annoying, but at least things are getting there. Overall, this year has been a lot of learning, I will admit, and I will be discussing plans and things in a future podcast. So that is really the diary taken care of. So now I just want to talk a little bit about green manures. Now, I've spoken before that when I've used green manures in the past, I've found that I've ended up with lots of weeds following on from them. So I've tended to avoid them, and I normally prefer to grow something that I can eat over the winter rather than something that I'm just going to dig in. However, at the home plot this year, my fence pan down the side completely needs replacing. And that's going to take a lot of work. And if I have anything growing, there's a good chance I will lose it. And over the winter, I also will be adding the extensions onto the chicken run and letting them roam a bit more and dig over the soil and do their sort of thing. So I've been left with a decision that green manures are probably the best way for me to go forward on this area. For those that don't know, green manures are plants that are sown into the soil and benefit the soil in one way or another. It could be they add more nutrition, such as from like legumes such as peas and things, or it could be just that they create a cover that stops rain and winds eroding the soil. Or there are even some green manures that suppress weeds. And the basic thing is you get is they've got a beneficial to the soil. They also benefit wildlife as it gives them a bit of somewhere to hide, somewhere to do their own thing and what have you. Now there are lots and lots of different green manures on the market, each with their different uses and needs. So I kind of researched what I wanted to get from mine and what would be best for what I have. And I came up with two types. The first is Hungarian grazing rye, which is a grass, and it has quite fairly deep roots, which are pretty good for breaking up hard soils, which I have here. As it's a grazing rye, I think the chickens will like to eat the tips too, so it'll help with egg production. So it's got definite benefits of that. The second I'm using is a mustard, which is part of the brassica family, and again, its roots help break up the soil. It also produces lots of green foliage, which when dug into the soil would just give plenty of organic matter into this soil, which I do find this soil needs. Now, I did put down lots of organic matter a couple of years ago and it's all gone. It's either been dragged down or blown away or whatever. It's just all gone, and I'm talking bins of horse manure I put down, which tells me that this needs lots of organic matter, the soil here. Now, these mustard seeds, when I looked into them, they say they are not suitable for human consumption, which is a shame because it would be nice to grow a mustard that I can still harvest or say do something with anyway. But I might try and see how just a little patch of ordinary mustard seeds get on alongside these mustard seeds. Now, over the next few weeks, I'll start using these seeds. My first lot I'll be putting down tomorrow. And I've already hoed and raked the soil to a fine tilth. And I'll then be just scattering the seed on the soil. This is called broadcast sowing. And then just give it a quick rake over again, and hopefully that'll be enough. Give it a good watering and cover with netting until these plants are established. And this is obviously to stop, again, my chickens eating all the seeds or before they're growing and ready. And I'll be repeating this in several areas, and hopefully the whole lot will be done. Most of these need sowing by the end of September, so it should be doable. Then over the winter, I've just got to basically keep them watered if it hasn't rained. And once they're established, obviously the nets will come off. The chickens will obviously do their thing. They'll probably eat on it, dig it up in places and stuff. And we'll see. It's kind of an experiment in many ways. But then come March time, I will then just hoe all the plants down. I want to do this a good 4 weeks before I'm planting them. So I might leave some a bit later. That all depends on how I'm going to plan out this bed. The foliage will just be left on the top to decompose. And that allows worms to drag it all down into the soil. The hens will peck at it and chop it up and do what they do as well. Then, hopefully, that's its job done, and I should have better soil to grow in next year. Now, as I said, there are many different types of green manures, and in many ways you could put the humble garden pea in this category. I mentioned earlier it's a legume, and it's very good at putting nitrogen into the soil, as well as a harvest of peas. And I quite like that, and I do try and implement it on my allotment in particular as a system of manuring the ground while getting a harvest off. But of course, as I said, with my home plot, that's not going to be possible this year. And there'll be peas down the allotment overwintered, but of course during the summer and spring, there'll be even more sown and doing the job there. And I do much prefer to grow edible crops. But as I said, at home, it's just not possible. But if it improves next year's crops, then all well and good. And I'll be coming back to that in the future to find out how it has worked out for me. So I'm going to wrap up now. That's that all taken care of. I'd just like to remind everyone that the photo competition, it's in its last week and will end on Sunday, and the winner announced on Monday. However, I did get a message from a listener asking how to upload a photo. And to upload a photo, you do need to be a member, but this is purely to stop any unwanted uploads or any viruses or anything like that. Because I don't want anything bad to happen to anyone. I don't think it will that way, but it's something I do worry about. But if you are a member, don't worry. I don't sell your details on anything like that. And you will not be hit with lots of spam emails or anything like that. You will get an email whenever I release a post. But that you can turn off should you wish to. I sometimes do some hidden posts that are only available for members. I'm just trying to fine tune that so the email doesn't go out to everyone, really. But eventually the member side of things will be growing and carry on. Of course, It's worth checking out if you're interested. There's plenty of features in that thing, and if I hear enough people sign up and tell me they want something on there, I will look at ways of doing something. But anyway, with that out of the way, so please take care, and until next time, take care, and I'll see you all again then.